Since I wrote a paper on it, I'll often get patients about the never smoker and should they use erlotinib with chemotherapy. And I think that's a very reasonable approach. I've done it several times myself. If someone's never smoked, in our paper published in JCO last year, Vince Miller, myself, and our collaborative group showed that there was a median survival of 22 months versus 10 or 11 months for the control in patients who had never smoked, who got carboplatin, paclitaxel, or erlotinib versus carboplatin, paclitaxel alone. It's only about 110 patients. Vince is leading a trial in the CLGB of larger numbers to try to confirm this. But I think that's a very reasonable option in a never smoker with good performance status, 0 to 1, maybe a little bit worse, but usually 0 to 1. I think it's very reasonable to consider giving them chemotherapy plus erlotinib. Now, if it's someone who's a never smoker who has marginal performance status, you might not want to give chemotherapy. This is a group where I've recommended and I get calls and I have used Tarceva alone.
Do you think there's sort of a continuum? Vince presented some data looking at, I guess you could call them oligosmokers, people who've quit who maybe only had a few pack years, 10 pack years, et cetera. Do you think there's kind of a continuum there?
I think so. I think my sense is that smoking causes so many different types of mutations. If you've not smoked, you've given your tumor more time to develop an alternative mutation, which by some chance of nature tends to be more treatable and a little less aggressive. Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, I think this is hard history to get, especially if you're not looking for it prospectively. But clearly, you know, there's the oligo smoker. For the standpoint of our trial, we said less than 100 cigarettes. But
100 cigarettes, wow, that's really small.
That's really small. You can just think, even if you just pick them up joking around, by the time you're 50 or 60, you've probably had 100. So, but yeah, there definitely is a continuum. But I think that, you know, we do need to learn who to use EGFR inhibitors in up front. You know, there clearly is a group of patients that's going to benefit from this. And there are some trials ongoing. There's the trial of the never or lesser smokers. And then there's going to be some trials that are going to look at patients for upfront Tarceva who have EGFR gene amplification or high protein expression. But this is a call that I'll get.